Mark Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you're joining us for another few moments of Bible study together. We're in the book of Romans, the sixth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. And we're in chapter 7 of the book of Romans. So if you can get your Bible or New Testament and study along with us, you'll get more out of our study together. Romans chapter 7. And let me read to you again the material that we're going over, beginning with verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, the spiritual part of me. But I find another law in my members, the members of my body, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now here we see a real struggle that is occurring in the life of this believer, the Apostle Paul, who was a great saint of God. And beloved, if the Apostle Paul had this struggle, don't you be surprised if you have it too. It's a struggle that every believer encounters and experiences. It's a struggle between indwelling sin and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Now I would remind you of the diagram that explains the man is a triune being with a body, a soul, and a spirit. Remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 speaks of our spirit, our soul, and our body. And man is made in the likeness and image of God, as Genesis 1:26 points out. Triune. Man is a triune being, even as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are one, and yet triune, as we find there in Matthew 28:19. So man is created in the likeness and image of God, and in our body there is indwelling sin. When a person accepts Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit of God enters into our spirit, John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that's physical birth, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, that's spiritual birth. The Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation when we invite Christ to come into our life. So the believer has the Holy Spirit living in their spirit, and they have indwelling sin in their flesh. That's what we just read a while ago. In my flesh, verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, in this body, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, and the will has to do with our soul. Remember, man's a triune being, body, soul, and spirit. The soul is made up of the mind, which is the thinking part of the brain, the soul, the mind, the emotions, and the will. That makes up our soul. And that's our personality, and that's who people know us to be, is by our personality. The body is what man looks at, but that's just our outward appearance. That's not who we really are. It's in our spirit that we get our identity, and we're either a child of God or a child of Satan. We either belong to the living God and have accepted Him as Savior and been born into the family of God, or we're lost and in sin and on our road to a Christless eternity under the control of Satan and sin and evil. You're in one category or the other, beloved. There's only those two categories, and it's in our spirit that God looks. As He told us over in 1 Samuel, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. Our inner being, our spirit, God looks there. And so when a person asks Christ to come into their life, it's the Holy Spirit who moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation. Before we accept Christ, we're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. Ephesians 2:1 tells us we're spiritually dead to God and alive unto sin. But when we accept Christ and ask Him to come into our life, the Holy Spirit moves into our spirit to give us life. He cleanses us from sin. He makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous within our spirit, and thus He indwells and lives in our spirit as God's guarantee of our salvation, Ephesians 1:13 and 14 tells us. And so in our spirit, we're pure and clean and holy and righteous. In our flesh is indwelling sin. That's what Paul has said, in my flesh there dwells no good thing. He says that sin is present with me when I would do good. It's a law, verse 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. It's like the law of gravity. When you throw something up in the air, it's going to come back down. It's a natural law called the law of gravity. And so this is a spiritual law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Evil's going to raise its ugly head and try to interfere and try to stop me, because we live in a fleshly body that is indwelt by sin. That's what he goes on to say in verse 23, for I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. You see, beloved, the wages of sin is death. That's why this body is going to die, because this body has indwelling sin active and at work in it. It's the law of sin that is at work in this physical body. Now, in the past, I confused that, and I didn't understand that in my Christian walk. I thought that I had it was explained one time that there was a good dog and a bad dog inside of me, and the two were pulling against each other. I'd also heard that there's the old sin nature and the new nature that I have in Christ, and the two are struggling against each other. But that's not the case at all, beloved. The truth of the matter is, according to the Word of God, that there's sin that indwells this fleshly body that is evil and desires to walk after the flesh, and to satisfy the appetites and the lust and the evil wants of the flesh. But in my spirit is the Holy Spirit of God, who seeks to lead me to walk after truth and to walk in obedience to the Word of God. And thus my soul becomes the battlefield, the battleground between indwelling sin and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. And thus I have a will, and I have the Holy Spirit to enable me to make the right choice to say no to sin and not yield to the cravings and the evil desires and the lusts of the flesh, but to say yes to righteousness, yes to that which is true, yes to the Word of God, and I will obey the Lord. I will not yield to the temptation. I will not submit to the temptation. I will not surrender to the temptation, but I will obey the living Christ. I will walk after the Holy Spirit of God. I will live according to God's word, and I will do what God says to do, and I will not yield to those evil desires, those fleshly wants, those carnal cravings that are opposed to the truth, and that are selfish and self-centered, and want my way, and want what I want, and desire it now, and not be willing to wait upon God to have His way and to do His thing in His time in and through my life. You see, the flesh is selfish and is self-centered, but the Spirit of God is Christ-centered and desires to obey God and to lead us to walk after the truth and to obey and to glorify the Lord in our body, to bring it into subjection to the obedience of Christ, to bring those fleshly desires under the control and discipline of the Holy Spirit of God, and to allow the fruit of the Spirit to be produced in our life, and to not yield to the cravings and appetites and desires that are contrary to the truth and contrary to the Word of God. Now, this is a wonderful truth. If you can get a hold of it and grasp it and understand it, you can begin to have real victory in your life. Until next time, goodbye.